Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're riding to work? Somebody cut you off. Or they sat at the red light a little bit too long. How about they didn't stop at the stop sign? Somebody was supposed to do something at work. They didn't do it. So it's time for you to tell them, bleep you. 1-800-636-1067. Cody, you were coming in here kind of late today. I'm sure you have a bleep you.
I've actually got two bleep yous.
All right.
My first one is just towards the GW Parkway. I'm not a fan of it. I think it's designed for everybody to go slow and not get to where they want to go. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it took forever this morning and no one wanted to drive.
Did you leave home on time?
Same time every day.
Oh, wow. And it's like that every day?
It took me an hour and 10 minutes to get from Ashburn to here. It usually takes roughly 40.
I think a lot of people that live in a D.C. or Maryland area, they would say, well, Ashburn is on another other side of the world.
Right, but it usually takes 40 minutes. You know, okay. When you do something every single day, it's the same. And then today.
But see, it was an accident on 95 that backed up all the other streets today. That's what it was.
Then there's the answer, and that's why my commute
was. So that's your other bleep you to 95?
My other bleep you is to Conor McGregor. You guys know all about fighting and stuff like that. He just had that big fight over the weekend. Now he wants to say that he was injured before he goes into the fight. I think anybody that bet on Conor McGregor or bet on the fight should just get their money back because I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but see, Conor McGregor is exactly what I was just saying about Bryson DeChambeau. He was trying to act like it was a medical stoppage. Yeah, it was a medical stoppage because you kicked his leg a lot and you injured yours and he kicked your leg, and when you step back, it snapped. Like people are, oh, no, you just stepped and snapped. No, you don't just step and snap. You step and snap when something's been worn down. So just accept that butt kicking and move forward. Landfill, well, we know you have a bleep you.
I do.
Multiple.
My bleep you is for somebody. It's a pretty reoccurring one. This happens fairly frequently. It's actually for J.P. Finley. So he went on vacation this week, which we're all thankful for. But he texted me, I think it was Wednesday, and said, hey, I want to come on the show tomorrow. And I said, okay, that's cool. And then I told him a couple of times we could have him on the show, and he big-timed us. He said, no, I can't do that. I'm too busy playing golf. He texted me. And
then he called us yesterday while he was playing golf.
While he was playing golf, he was completely disengaged. He texted me, demanded to come on the show, and then refused to come on the show when I asked him to. He's terrible.
Yeah. Bleep him.
Bleep him.
Yeah.
That's what I got for JP.
And now, also, let me give a bleep to all of these people. I keep getting these text messages, and I'm sure other people get them too, where it talks about we just subtracted so and so from your account. Hit this button. If you agree or you confirm something like that, I don't have an account with Navy Credit. I don't have an account with this other company that they sent. So basically, all of these damn scammers out there bleep you 500,000 times over by sending people this scheming and scamming stuff thinking that you're going to get somebody to hit it. Now, there are people out there who hit those buttons. I'm helping you out by saying don't hit it. Because it's just a way of trying to get your information. Now, if you do push the button after I just said that and you heard me, bleep you do. That's on you. Because I get them often, and then I was refinancing my house, so all of a sudden I get all these people now telling me, oh, we could do this, we could do that. No, I don't want to deal with you. I'm dealing with the other company, the company I chose. So now it's too late.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I haven't gotten any text messages, but I get the emails all the time.
But I get him on text and email now, and I remember at one point you can opt out of all this stuff. I opt out of everything. Then I think the government changed the damn law to where that went away, so hell with them too. I got some other words I want to say instead of just a bleep, because, I mean, it's ridiculous that you get all spam. Why the hell, I mean, I guarantee anything we discuss today, if your phone is near you, and you don't turn off your mic or your camera, whatever you talk about is going to pop up. So everyone wondering, why does spam show up? You know why? Because they're watching and listening.
Yeah, you're 100% being spied upon.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like enemy of the state in this. that's just the reality we all live with now.
It's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. Since we don't have no calls, I'm going right into the Bryson DeChambeau right now.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bryson DeChambeau is the guy that he's the scientist, he thinks, of golf. And what Bryson has started doing is he's a guy that plays with all of his clubs the same length. He plays with a 5-degree driver, and he swings with it. He has a ball speed of 200 miles per hour. That is basically long drive people stuff. Not guys that can actually play and do their thing. But this is what he wants. He says he's going to change the game. Well, he is with Cobra. And he played awful the other day. As we always say, when you out there, it's the person swinging the club, not the actual club, if you don't do it right. But Bryson DeChambeau said his driver sucks. And Cobra came right back and went at him and said, well, he's never been happy. He's never happy. The guy who is basically footing his bill, feeding him, who caddied for him when his original caddy dropped him, he's blaming it on the club. He blames it on the courses. But it's never Bryson DeChambeau. As a young man, my father told me, look, man, I came home complaining about Little League football practice, and I was blaming the coach and the other players. And he said, no, it's you. So you got to learn how to accept the take the blame. Or when you make a mistake, face the music, just talk about it and move past it. I've tried that, and I think it has worked for me. And I would say for Bryson DeChambeau, if you don't stop now, a lot of people are starting to just put him completely off the radar. They think he's smarter than everybody. They don't want to be around him. They think he think his crap don't stink. They don't want to be around him. They think he knows, he sits up there as if everybody's wrong, he's right. They don't want to be around him. All he has to do is talk too much about one company and see if the other company wants you to come around. They're not going to deal with that same crap over and over again. He's mad because he hit 4 of 14 fairways. It wasn't a damn driver. He said, well, when I hit missed the fairway, I couldn't control my wedges. Okay. Learn how to control your wedges then. What I'm trying to say to everybody out there is instead of pointing fingers at people, like they always say, you're pointing one, you got three coming back at you. So instead of pointing fingers, start pointing at yourself. Have all the fingers coming at you. Take some blame. Go out, figure out what you're doing wrong, correct it, and then all of a sudden you're going to find out you're going to have more success and more people wouldn't mind being around you. Let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick is going to call in. He has a bleep you for us. What's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
B. Mitch, what's going on?
Chilling, brother.
Yeah, I love this segment is hilarious. I love it. So I be trying to call as much as I can on this segment. Any other day I can't, but I listen to the show faithfully. I want to give a big bleep you to the people that go to the pool with diarrhea. Don't do that. Bleep you guys.
Wait, hold on. Now we had a story about this last week or two about people going to the pool with diarrhea, and JP was like, it doesn't happen. But it does happen.
Look, bleep you. That is disgusting. Bleep you can do that. Hey, can I give one more quick bleep you?
Yeah.
So this person's been bleeped you 1,000 times, and I know he's probably a good guy or whatever, but to the Mr. Redskins, Sack of Potato Man, bleep you, man. That is the worst name ever. The worst name ever. We got Eagles. We got Lions. You want us to come out with potatoes? Redskins potatoes? Bleep you, brother. I'm sorry. You're probably a great guy. Bleep you. That's the worst idea ever. And I'm out. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. So, people go to the pool with diarrhea. We can't do that. We like the pools to be blue. Mm-hmm. Like I just told you the other day, when they talk about going to a certain beach, I said, if the water's not blue, I don't consider it a beach.
Yep.
It's a pond. Okay? So when people go to the pool with diarrhea, they try to turn it into a pond. I'm just saying, because the water's going to be dirty. It ain't going to be blue anymore.
Related to a second point, though, the guy that wanted the team to be the Redskin Potatoes, I think he also had the idea that there would be some kind of like a brand extension here. You'd have like frozen French fries. You'd have like instant mashed potatoes. I feel like there's potential there. You could have Chase Young branded mashed potatoes. Think about that.
I think if people are pissed off
at
the Washington football team, they're going to be highly upset when it comes to the Washington. What is it called? The Redskin Potatoes, he said?
Yeah, what if they renamed it to Washington, the Redskin Potatoes, and they just had the potato line?
It's not going to work.
No?
No, no. I just think that those who are trying to hold on have to move forward. And I think the one thing that would change is inevitable, and especially we've been learning this over the last 20 years. We've seen some drastic changes in everything. And it's a lot of people who are trying to hold on to what they're comfortable with, whether it hurts somebody, annoys somebody, puts people in bad situations or not, but I'm comfortable with it, so I don't think it needs to change. And that's just the same mindset we've all had when we were little kids. Remember when you were a kid, no matter what you touched, you took it and say, mine? And it's like, you never had it till you walked up. So if you walked into a place and it was there, damn it, it's not yours. And I think a lot of times we get taught to, oh, no, they just learned. No, you need to tell your little kids then, your little badass kids at that time, that is not yours. Okay? I've always felt that we have all these rules as to what not to do, and then later on in life, the people are messed up because we've allowed it to happen all the time. Like, when your parents came to school for you, or when a parent, if you're a parent listening and you go to school, you already know you got some little badass kids. You know your kids talk back to you so damn well they're going to talk back to the teacher. But then you get there and talk about, my little Tommy? No, he never did that. Well, you got a black eye right now. Tommy punched your eye last week. So what we got to start doing is be honest with ourselves about our little kids. And if you want to make sure your kids are doing it the right way, teach them at home before they go out there. Because the people outside of the house is not going to just let them do whatever the hell they want to do. They're going to discipline them. They're going to put them in the right position, right way. And if they do the wrong thing, something bad can happen to them. This is telling you the truth. Listen, none of us want to see our kids cry. I want to see them, but I don't want to see my kid in jail. I don't want to see my kid get harmed. So I'm going to educate you when you're young inside of my house instead of when you get out the house. You step out there and you do something wrong. So just make sure. Educate them, and you know they're bad. So if you are not correcting your kids and then you expect everybody to treat them like you treat them, bleep you, because they're not going to treat them like you treat them. And if you want to make sure your kids are going to get the right tutelage, how you do it? You start them at home. Because I hear all these people tell me, oh, no, I don't do. You don't let your kid watch TV. You don't let him go out because you're trying to protect him. But then when I listen to the music that he listened to, I know exactly how bad he is or what he's going to be just based off of that fact. Let's go to, is that Jay in Capitol Heights? What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man? How you feel?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm well. Bleep you to all the people that want to change the name from the Washington football team. It's perfect. You got all these people that got names, they're Raiders, they're Kings, they're Chiefs, they're Buccaneers and all this. But we're a football team. Be a football team and win the game. Bleep you to all the people that want to change the name to the Razorbacks or the Justice or whatever they want to.
How about the Belters?
Call it. Yeah. Let's name our team the Belters. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Your football team, the Washington football team, it's individual. It's not like nobody else. Keep it, win ball games. That's it.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Jay. You know, Jay, I agree with Jay. I think I kind of feel, this is just my feeling. No one has ever said this. I haven't heard this. I believe that they may stay with Washington football team. They did. They did mention that. They said, like, it was, one time they said something about, oh, it may remain that. But I wouldn't have a problem. You know why I wouldn't have, if I wouldn't have a problem with it? If they're winning. If they're winning consistently, I could care less what the name is. And I know how people like to say, all right, let's think about it. The Dolphins. Does a dolphin really scare you? Or you say, oh, it's a pretty animal. But they were a team that won the Super Bowl back in the day. They went undefeated. So people fell in love with the name Dolphins. Okay? Let me find another. The Seahawks. The Seahawks scare you? They won a Super Bowl, though.
Seahawk does not scare me.
Okay. The Saints. The Saints is supposed to be like some nice people, kind of religious for you. But they won a Super Bowl, so we like them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Names come, the love for the name don't come from the name. The pride for the name doesn't come just because of the name. It comes because of the success and production on the field.
What about Browns? Does that scare you?
The Browns don't scare me at all, because when you think of Browns, what do you think of?
Yeah.
Okay, like they've been playing over the last few years, a bunch of S.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they've been playing like. Now they're starting to get better. But still, people love the Browns. They had a dog pound. They were going, people were showing up to the stadium even when they didn't have a team. Why? Because they had a dude named Jim Brown back in the day that was doing some stuff. Maybe that's why they like it. They think it's Jim Brown's team. I don't know. But ultimately, people would just, we got to get in it. No, the name is going to grow on you as a success does. Because I know when the Ravens went with the Ravens, then that Blackbird, they weren't happy at first. But then they won. Then they won again. And they've been consistent. And people are prideful and they love it. That's how I close out with Brandon in Kensington. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. How are you? Good show as always.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. I agree with you. Keep the name. Once, you know, it's all about merchandise, making money. Once you start winning, it's all good.
Yep.
Yeah. It's in our world, right?
That's exactly how it goes, man. Appreciate you for your call. Yeah, listen, you have to go in there and just understand. And I said it before, my buddy, Robert Miles get mad when I said, if they were the Washington Pink Tulips, and they won the Super Bowl, I guarantee you'd be some of the toughest dudes you've seen walking through D.C. having a pink tulip on his baseball cap. All right? So let's take us a break here. We're going to be back. This is B. Mitchell Finley, J.P. Finley out on vacation. We'll be right back in a few.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Pete Mitchell, Philly. Brian Mitchell here. JP out on vacation. And my daughter, I got up and cooked some ribs. And my daughter sent some potato salad for the guys. She wanted to know how they thought it was. And Landfill told him that he really liked it. He loved it. And she go, "Wow, y'all ate already?" Yeah. When I walked in here at 9 o'clock, people started eating.
Yeah.
Everybody had to wait. So yeah. Everybody basically had breakfast.
We
potato
had ribs
and ribs.
Ribs and potato salad for breakfast at like 9:20.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
All right, let's get RFT before we get into said Landfill got a lot of topics for me, and I'm gonna see what I can say about it. What's up, Rev? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, B Mitch. Who that's sitting there with JP Finney? I just called the end of this show.
Nah,
in.
Me. I'm by myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to show my respect to the sound, man. I appreciate you so much. But, you know, B-Mitch, as I've been sitting here and listening to my bro here on 106.7 The Fan, appreciate to be back on here so much with the people. I was just listening to the thing about this name. And I just want to speak to my people in the Burgundy Gold Nation. I don't want to speak to the Washington football team organization. I want to speak to the people of this thing called Burgundy and Gold. Go ahead and hit that music. See, y'all worrying about what some name going to be. But y'all better worry about what 9-7 is. Because that ain't going to get us to heaven. In the Coronas, it might did us fine to let us drink a little bit of wine. But somebody got to start saying they believe in that offense. Somebody got to start saying they believe in that defense. Somebody got to start saying they believe in that special team. But most of all, 12th man, I've been patting my feet for a long time, D-Mix, 25 years plus. Can you believe that? I tell it to the young. I tell it to the old. In the final minutes, in the final hours, it don't mean nothing about what the name is. It's but what we've been standing on. It's what we call that Burgundy Gold. So if you're listening right now, I want you to look high to the sky and pump your chest and say, "Hell to the Burgundy and Gold. I believe. Y'all know who this is. And make sure y'all go tell Jason Wright who the hell I am. I am the people's hype man at DC Hype Man, Rev T. Believe, baby. March with me. Ow!
All right, love Rev. Somebody. Appreciate you, brother. Hey.
That was something.
He's right, though. I mean, people go so crazy over the name. Nah.
Who has more energy, him or Travis Thomas?
I think him and Travis together, you put them together and you just feed off of their energy, you can run a city.
That might have been Travis. I think he's a commercial break right now.
I guarantee you. Because I watch Travis, and I know Rev. If you were to connect something that can generate whatever they have into electricity, they'll run a whole damn city.
Solve global warming right
hell
away.
Yeah, quick. All right, Lanford, what you got for me, brother?
All right, I got some headlines here, Beamich. I want to get your reaction to them.
Are they real headlines or are they fake headlines?
These are real headlines related
to
sports.
You know, Cody even made up somebody, got somebody in a freezer, and then we have to wonder what the hell is going on with him.
I think we're
going
to hear the return of that next week. But these are real headlines related to the sports world. Brady led Bucks to Super Bowl with torn MCL.
When I hear that, I understand that the MCL is kind of the least important CLs of all of them. But I know how much pain that goes into that and then what type of mental and willpower you have to have. So I can see it happening. Phillip Rivers did that with, I think his ACL was torn. Not completely, but he put that knee brace on. And I think Tom Brady wears a huge knee brace, which can help the stability. But that comes down to pain tolerance. And I would say this. If I'm on a football team and my quarterback, who many consider pampered, who many consider the one that's treated different than everybody else, if my quarterback is strapping it up every week and I know he has that going on, I'm following him any damn way he wants to go. And I think after you hear a story like that, you're now not surprised why so many people believe in him and follow him how they do.
Right.
Says a lot. Because there are there are quarterbacks out there that, you know, they get hurt, they out, no matter what it is. He still fights through it.
Tom Brady still fights through it. Okay, another quarterback, another old quarterback like Tom Brady, this guy's slightly older than Tom Brady. Jim Kelly says Josh Allen will break all my records. He has 35,000 passing yards, that's Jim Kelly, and 237 touchdowns. Do you think Josh Allen will break
those
records?
How many did
Josh
Allen have already? I think he passed, 4,000-something last year?
Something like that.
And he's probably at 7 to 8,000 already? I would say yes.
You think he's breaking them?
Because the reason is, yes, Jim and his Buffalo Bills team passed the ball a lot, but this day and age, everything is catered for the passing game.
He has 9,707 yards through 3 years.
3 years, okay. And so that's on a 3,000 yards per. So if you look at 8 years, basically, he's already close to that. You say 35,000.
35,000.
So you're talking about at least 12 years. I believe the way Josh Allen played last year and the rules, how they cater to, you can't touch a receiver, you can't push him here, you can't do that. I think yes. I think he'll do it.
And there's an extra game now.
Yeah. And
that's a good point.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to happen.
Going to happen.
Now, health. If he stays healthy.
If he stays, he does like to run. He takes hits that might affect his longevity.
Yeah. So, but if he plays, I'm going to say this, if he plays 10 to 11 years, record is broken.
Cam Newton views the 2021 season as put up or shut up time.
Yes. Because he said stuff. I mean, the thing about it is, if you follow Cam, when he's talking, you understand. But you can't read the stuff, his fonts and what he used, because he's kind of strange with it. But I think he's been talking like that the whole offseason, because he understands last year. And I went and I looked at his stats. I said this yesterday. When I look at his stats, his completion was way higher than I thought it was. But he was one quarterback prior to COVID and another after COVID. So it affects different people in different ways. Can he come back and be the guy who he was prior to COVID? If he is, the Patriots are going to be cool. If it's not, then J.P. Finley is going to be starting for him.
Mac Jones.
I mean, they got the same body, don't they?
We actually think we determined that J.P. has a better body than Mac Jones. Astonishingly.
That should be real, real bad for Mac Jones. He's 23. JP's about to be 40.
I think JP's 43.
By way of 55.
Yeah.
And if JP's body is better than Mac Jones, he needs to really work on that. Really needs to work on that.
Seriously work on that.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets' new defensive end, Carl Lawson, says you can't judge a defensive end based off of sacks.
Well, Carl Lawson better understand this. you're not going to get paid if you don't get no sacks. Okay? So I understand what he's trying to say. He's trying to say it's more to playing DN than just sacks. He can be a DN that's stopping people, stopping the run. He could be a DN that helps set somebody else up. He may be a DN that runs the game one time where he's going to crash down on the tackle and let the D tackle come around him. But when you go into that negotiating table, they're going to say, how many sacks did you have? And if you had two and one, you're never going to make the top dollars. You're not going to make $18, $19, $20 million doing that. Now, if it was just about not having sacks, Aaron Donald, he plays D in a D tackle. He plays D tackle. Why do you think he makes 20-plus? Because he gets sacks. Not just because he's out on the field running around. It's because he gets sacks, he commands attention, and he disrupts offenses. So, Young Buck, it's about sacks, whether you believe it or not. If you want to get paid top dollar, you better be knocking some quarterbacks on their asses.
All right, and lastly, we have Giants running back Saquon Barkley to accept all endorsement money in Bitcoin.
I've talked to a ton of financial advisors in my life, and they always say you need to diversify when you come down to your portfolio. You don't put everything into one thing. And this thing is so unsure at this point, and it's so volatile, I would advise him to go against that. Now, some, yes, and some in some other stuff. You might want to put some of it in Bitcoin. Get some of it in Apple stock. You know, that type of thing. Some of it in IBM, because IBM's still making a lot of money. And you might want some of it in cash as well. But if you get it all in Bitcoin, like they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's putting all your eggs in one basket. And we've seen how certain people, when they talk against it, it seems to go the other direction. And wasn't it China that was one of the big, big people that was accepting it, and they all of a sudden they said they're not accepting it? If they're not accepting it at all, I'll be a little leery of that one for now. But that's the new thing. And with people today and kids today, they like to always follow the new thing. Doesn't necessarily mean it's right. Just the new thing. And I think he has to be careful with that. Because I think Trevor Lawrence supposedly accepted his signing bonus in Bitcoin. And if he accepted his signing bonus when they said, based on then and now, he's down drastically. Because it dropped how much?
Significantly.
It is at 32,106.
It was close to 60 at one point.
The high was 63,000.
Okay. So he is damn near halfway down. And now you're sitting there with the hopes that I hope it comes back. Okay? I don't want to hope it come back. If he had gotten all that money in cash and put it somewhere, he'll have the money he had when he started. Think about that.
Trevor Lawrence basically went from getting the number one overall pick signing bonus to getting like the 23rd overall pick signing bonus.
Yeah.
Great work, buddy.
But you know what? It may be something that comes roaring back, and it'll work out for him in the long run. But then that's another thing about investments and things of that nature. If you're doing it for overnight and tomorrow, it ain't going to happen. But if you're planning on being in it for the long haul, you're probably going to end up getting what you're supposed to get, and you're going to make more than you are lost. So I think he'll be just fine at that point, right? So I have no issue with what it's – I have an issue with Saquon trying to put all of it in the same – just one little pot. Mix it up just a little bit. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here, and you've heard me and JP talking about Paul Henry's window installation and how we've enjoyed working with him. Well, like I told you all, my windows are officially in, and they made a very huge difference in my house, especially recently in our recent heat wave where, you know, it was very hot outside, and guess what? The house was hot inside before. Now it stays very cool. The air conditioning unit is working efficiently, not working overtime, not working too hard. Listen, when they came out to my house, they came out and they were very, very professional. Exactly, they told me they'll be there 3 days and they'll be out. They came in, they got the windows out, and they put the brand new windows in, made sure they did everything the proper way, and when they left, everything looked just like it was, clean. They don't leave junk like a lot of window companies do. They come in, and you have a lot of work to do once they leave. Paul is honest. He gives you the best price up front, and you don't have to worry about it. Right? And I'm telling you, that family-owned business is something I respect because he came in. It was his son, his brother, and his family friend. They took care of everything I needed to get done. And right now, they're giving you even more money off. Like I said, he gives you the best price. But right now, you can get up to 15% off. You get 10% off Softlight and Marvin Windows with the 5% minimum and 10% off Provia Doors. Then you get an extra 5% off if you mention my name, Brian Mitchell. So contact Paul Hinges Window Installation today, paulhingeswindows.com, or call him at 540-359-6842. That's Paul Hinges Windows, your clear home improvement choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Favorite song here, and since we're going to be having Cody's Nats report, we wanted to bring him in. This is walk-up music.
All right, here we go.
Mr. Eddie Murphy.
Hey, I like it. I can vibe with it. We got the Nats report here on July 16th, 2021. We're starting the second half of the season. The Nationals are 42-47, only six games back. They sputtered down the stretch in the first half before the All-Star break, but they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be all right. They're 2-8 in their last 10, but let's put that behind us. They're six games back from the 47-40 Mets, who are first place in the NL East. And according to FanGraphs, the Nationals are down to 2.8% to make the playoffs. And according to DraftKings, they're plus 1,200 to win the division outright. I mean, they've got to make some moves. I think if they want to win the division, I think they have to be buyers. If they want to think about long-term, they have to be sellers. They've got a lot of money wrapped up in a couple guys, but they've got to make one move one way or another. I don't think they can stay stagnant and win the division or plan for the long-term.
What do you think is the move that they should make?
I don't know where this rumor came from, but I've been on Twitter a lot as of late, and the Cubs seem to be sellers at the deadline already. They just traded away Jock Peterson to the NL East Braves. I mean, that's a rival of the Nats, and the Braves just got better by getting Jock Peterson. I think the Nationals make a splash and get Chris Bryant. The Nationals, I've been saying it since day one with you guys on here, the Nationals' biggest problem is third base.
I thought he was
supposed
to be coming here when they had Bryce. Now Bryce is gone. You sure he don't want to go join his buddy up?
Absolutely not. He does not want to go to Philadelphia. I don't have any insider information on that, but I think that it would make more sense to come here because I think that the Nationals are a bullpen and a third baseman away from the World Series.
Yeah, because we Keboom hadn't shown up yet.
Right, and I mean, he's still in AA or AAA. They've got Starlin Castro trying his best. He's got three home runs on the year, and it's not working out over there. So I think Chris Bryant, he's making a lot of money, though. That's the thing.
Hey, the learners got it. You been to Tyson's Corner lately?
they've got it. But I'm thinking that might be – I mean, that's a huge splash. And it's in the – I think –
So you're saying – and then they need somebody in the bullpen.
They need some bullpen help. But they've got some guys coming back off of the IL, like Daniel Hudson. We haven't seen him at all this year. Yeah. Brad Hand has been taking a majority of the reps. I mean, he is the closer, and
Hudson
he should
was
be.
Big with them just a few years back.
In the World Series
World
run.
Series stuff.
So give him some time. But here are some guys that I have to watch. The obvious one is Juan Soto, obviously. But the reason why he's my guy to watch, he only had 11 home runs in the first half. And then he went and did the home run derby, and I thought he lit it up. Mm-hmm. He was entertaining. We know how good he is. He's got a .283 batting average, which is up 20 points over the past 3 weeks. He's got 58 walks and 52 strikeouts. I always look at those numbers. That tells me he has command of the strike zone, and he's putting the ball in play and getting on base. Here's my other guy to watch for, Victor Robles.
Okay.
Something's got to give. Either he's going to turn it up and finish over .250 batting average. Right now he's at .209, or else he's going to get benched. They've got to figure out center field. Defensively, one of the best. I mean, that is backed up by fact. He is very good in the outfield, but he can't hit the ball. Batting .209.
He was hitting it well, 2 years ago?
Yeah, but that's not enough. We need now. We need production, and they moved him to the bottom of the order, and he's still not getting better. He's got 61 strikeouts, and he's got the second least amount of runs scored on the team.
Wow.
That's not good. He's a speed guy. He's supposed to get on base. He's supposed to be scoring runs essentially whenever he gets on. Because he's supposed to be able to steal the second.
Let me ask you this, Cody. I mean, I know, and this is long, long time ago, you wouldn't even thought of. Whenever we had people that were real fast that wasn't good batters, we had them bunting their way on the base, and then they go to work. I haven't seen everybody play him up tight. So I'll use that, lay it down and get to the base.
No one's scared of him.
Basketball, people that's jump shooters that can't, they get that first layup, then all of a sudden the holes start getting bigger. Maybe he's smart.
Yeah, but the problem is when he does that or gets on base in any regard, he somehow finds his way to get thrown out at second or thrown out at third. A single to right field, he tries to leg it into three, gets thrown out by 10 feet. It happens more than you'd think. It is absolutely crazy. I mean, it's kind of a joke on Twitter at this point. People just make fun of this man's running ability on the base pass because he's still young, still learning. But at some point, you've got to learn from those mistakes. It is crazy. So my last person to watch for in the second half, Patrick Corbin, 5.40 ERA with a 6-7 record. He's got 73 strikeouts in his appearances. He's got to get better too. So watch him. Maybe he will break out of this funk. Maybe he'll finish the season, maybe 13-8, 13-9. That would be respectable for Patrick Corbin here in the second half.
All right.
So upcoming, we got a few more minutes here in the Nats report. Upcoming, they've got games against the Padres, Marlins at home, and then they go on the road to the Orioles and the Phillies, and then come back for two more against the Cubs at home to finish out July. This weekend, we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, 7:05 p.m. against the Padres, we've got Eric Fetty on the mound. Saturday, we've got Patrick Corbin on the mound. And Sunday, Max Scherzer. 105 start. It's going to be a good one. If they could take 2 out of 3 against the Padres, they're right back in it.
Starting tonight.
7:05.
All right. Can't wait to see it. What do you think, Landfill? You give me your perception.
My perception of the Nats, like their odds to make the playoffs?
No, just like this series. We're going to take a series at a time. I don't want to go on to the broad thing just yet.
This series, it's difficult because, you know, I think every year in baseball, the way the teams come back from the All-Star break is definitely a little bit strange. You'd see those teams that they turn it around. I do think the All-Star break came at a good time for the Nats because they were just struggling so significantly going into it that they kind of needed the break. I think they'll play well. I really do. I think that time off will help them. I think they'll be able to get it together, and I think they'll take 2 out of 3 this series.
Yeah, and we talk about that when the breaks come sometime. Do they come at the right time or the wrong time? At this time, it seemed like it came at the right time for them. They were struggling, and when you're struggling, you're trying too hard. But having a little time away, you can reassess. So hopefully that worked for them, and they get back to doing it. Do what you did just a few weeks prior.
Right.
Get yourself back in the contention and make Cody lose his money.
Yeah, for a few weeks there, it really did look like the All-Star break was going to come at a terrible time for the Nationals.
Exactly.
And then they just completely reversed themselves and they just started losing all the time. they just undid all of the good work that they had done.
But the series against the Marlins, series against the Orioles, those are huge. I think that they can sweep both those, and then they might, I mean, they're right there in it. Get healthy, play well.
All right, well, hopefully they do all the things and listen to Cody. Cody knows his stuff. Our Nats beat reporter right here with the Cody Report. We're going to take us a quick break when we get back. We'll be joined by DeMatha, the pride of DeMatha in Villanova, also played in Philadelphia. My man, Brian Westbrook, will join us here to talk about what's going on up in Philly. Is it any truth to this Deshaun Watson thing? And then I want to get Brian's take. You know, we have a guy here in Antonio Gibson who had, I think, a very good first season. Brian Westbrook was that type of guy in Philadelphia and then changed that into having a damn good career. So I want to get his take on what it's going to take for Antonio Brown to become that same type of player that Westbrook was, a run, pass, threat. We'll be back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.